The second annual Handbags for Hospice is coming up Saturday, October 21st, and if this year's event is anything like last year's, it should be even more popular. Last year, the event was hosted on Facebook Live and it was a huge success, selling 100 bags. Combined with sponsorship money, it brought in $10,000, which was divided between the Hospice of the Eastern UP and Arch Hospice Algoma. This year, it will be held in person. Andy Aiello, organizer of Handbags for Hospice, has teamed up with Donna and Terry Sanderson to utilize their newly remodeled building for the event. "This year we are extremely fortunate to have Seven Bridges Chapel as our venue. We couldn't possibly ask for a better backdrop," Aiello said. The chapel is located on the corner of Eureka Street and 2nd Street in the former Chippewa Theater Guild building. Hospice of the EUP is run through contributions and fundraising. It is the only hospice program in Michigan that does not charge families for their services. "Each and every fundraiser means so much. As we are a border community, we decided to include Arch Hospice in our efforts, too," added Aiello. "An event like this takes serious time and effort to make it a success. The planning is extensive. This year has been eye-opening, as we deal with the added challenges of planning the food and items needed for our in-person events. We are always looking for and appreciative of community help," continued Aiello. After the event last year, many ladies voiced a desire to have a live event. "Their voices were heard. There will be a brunch event from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and a wine and cheese event from 6 to 9 p.m. Both will feature a live and silent auction, food and beverages, a photo booth, door prizes, a 50-50 draw and more. Handbags for Hospice features more than 100 designer bags covering price points for all budgets. Tickets are on sale for Saturday's event. For the 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. brunch. For the 6 to 9 p.m. wine and cheese. For more information, please visit the Facebook page."